May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Guke Audio mini podcast with some brief memories. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So, once again, today's brief memory will be from me, DC. It is very brief. I see I posted it on the 27th of March in 2015, and it is this. I remember Suzuki saying, in Zazen, leave your front door and your back door open. Let thoughts come and go. Just don't serve them tea. Now, I remember Suzuki saying this, although that doesn't mean I really heard it, because I spend a lot of time with people's memories, and I can see that we are always creating memories, and our memories change, although I am absolutely positive that about a lot of my memories of the past, but, you know, then I find other people that are absolutely positive remembering the same events differently. And my mother and I had that. Ex-wives and present wife have had that. Anyway, I know he said this, but I can't find the source, though, other than me. I mean, it's not in Zen Mind Beginner's Mind. I don't see, I just searched for front door and serve tea in it, or serve. But maybe he said it, you know, in some other way, he might have said, let your thoughts come in the front door and go out, just don't give them any tea or what, you know. But I can't find it. Anyway, however, it is, it's an essential part of Suzuki's teaching. In Zazen, leave your front door and your back door open. Let thoughts come and go, and just don't serve them tea. And one reason why this is important is because people have, there's such a prevalent idea that meditation, you're not supposed to think. And so you have all these people meditating that are trying to stop thinking. And I'm not saying that thinking can't be stopped. That's a very, very good if someone can stop their thinking. And our thinking does stop at certain critical times. And our thinking can stop in our meditation. But trying to stop thinking is really futile. And that is not meditation. In Zazen, we don't try to do anything. We are just sitting there. And it says, I wrote here, I see it quoted quite a bit on the internet. That was over 40 years ago. So it could be something I heard in a lecture or discussion or doksan or something that someone else said they'd heard. Anyway, it just sounds like him. That's what I wrote 6 years ago. Yeah, indeed. This has been a Guke Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Pupa of Guke Audio and Guke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonora with Doggett Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening. Thank you.